Yeah, I'm Rajiv Sharma, and my store name is Moksha.
As supply chain issues have put a damper on holiday shopping season, small businesses are just as, if not more, vulnerable than large corporations. Moksha, located in the Old Market Passageway in downtown Omaha, has seen the effects of these problems over the past few months. Now in its 11th year of business, Moksha originally specialized in Indian handicrafts, gifts, and jewelry.
Then we have add-on from Turkey, from Egypt, from Czech Republic, from Russia. So we have all artifacts from all over the world.
Because their products come in from all over the world, it's to be expected that Sharma and his business would be affected by recent supply chain problems. He says his business originally faced product issues during the pandemic, as did many local businesses, but now it's becoming more of an inconvenience. Overall, Sharma says he has seen a much greater product delay in recent months.
Merchandise used to come within, 2 to 3 weeks. Now it is taking over 2 months.
Despite this setback, Sharma says his business has been doing well. He attributes that to one thing.
62% is my repeat business.
Wow.
So they love my stuff.
So what can other local businesses learn from Moksha's success? While a steady customer base certainly can't hurt, UNO Assistant Professor of Supply Chain Management, Dr. Ayn Ta, said there are other factors that have likely helped businesses like Moksha and will benefit others in the future.
Of course, market is always competitive. So we need to figure out if you want to stay in any business, in any environment, you need to have a competitive advantage. You need to have something unique.
Moksha's handmade imported goods certainly fulfill the need for unique products. The other suggestion Ta gave to small businesses was to be competitive in pricing. While he acknowledged that it may be difficult for local businesses to compete with corporations in terms of prices, Ta said he believes the quality of local, unique products may be enough to encourage consumers to shop local this holiday season.
If you have high price, I'm willing to buy it, but your quality is not really good, right? So local business, I really think they should go to the side of the quality.
Small Business Saturday may have come and gone, but there are still plenty of small businesses here in Omaha waiting for you to come check out their products. For KVNO News, I'm Bree Smith.